The markets were closed today for the National Day of Mourning for the funeral of President George Herbert Walker Bush. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 5th of December. Grateful, as always, that you've stopped by. We're talking inflation and tariffs today. Also today, in a new report, it says 1/4 of the nation is concerned about their 2019 finances. The new king of retail, especially in rural America, is, we'll share that fact this half hour. More sad news coming out about Sears today. Also, USA Gymnastics filed for bankruptcy. New York City has set a minimum wage for drivers of Uber and Lyft. Now, while Wall Street is closed up today, that doesn't mean there wasn't activity on the global markets, and we'll report on that. Also today, for the interview, Ned Flynn from Arion joins me to talk about the importance of an engaged workforce, what that means, and how to get there. It's all directly ahead here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's TERO.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. While the markets were closed today in honor of the funeral of former President Bush, and if you didn't catch that funeral today, it was truly remarkable in both poignancy and sometimes in levity. Meanwhile, the Fed spoke today, saying tariff-driven price increases have spread broadly through the U.S. economy, though on balance, inflation has risen at a modest pace in most parts of the country. The U.S. Central Bank's Beige Book, that's a snapshot of the economy gleaned from discussions with business contacts in the Fed's 12 districts in the weeks through November 26th, also said that the economy appears to be growing modestly to moderately. Labor markets tightened across a broad range of industries, and wage growth tended to the higher side of a modest to moderate pace. From the report, this quote, quote, reports of tariff-induced cost increases have spread more broadly from the manufacturers and contractors to retailers and restaurants, with the agricultural sector feeling the brunt of the China and U.S. trade war, end quote. According to a new Go Banking Rates survey, one in every four Americans say they're worried about their personal finances going into the new year. The survey asked more than 1,000 Americans to rank how worried they were about their finances on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being not worried at all and 5 being very worried. And 14% rated their worry a 5, with an additional 11% rating their worry at a 4. On the plus side, a third of respondents said they're not worried about their personal finances going into next year. More 45 to 54-year-olds related their financial worries on a 5 than any other group, with 22% choosing this answer. Those aged 55 to 64 are also worried, with 21% choosing 5 on the scale of 1 to 5. The number one financial fear of not having enough money? Well, that's exacerbated by low pay, rising medical costs, and having to pay more in taxes. There's a retail store that is now poised to take over the top spot in the United States, and that should worry the socks off of Walmart. Dollar General, which is known for being a bargain hunter's paradise, has been described as growing at a pace that's largely unthinkable in retail. Last year, the company opened new locations at a rate of around 4 stores a day, and is currently on track to open another 900 by the end of the fiscal year. Yesterday, the company reported third quarter earnings and continued its 28-year-long sales growth streak, reporting a 2.8% increase in same-store sales. In a call with investors after the report, CEO Todd Vasos announced that the company plans to open another 975 stores in 2019 and remodel 1,000 others. Dollar General now has more than 15,000 stores and counting in the United States and is rapidly dominating rural America. You know, when it all started to grow, Dollar General's strategy was to go where Walmart wasn't. And that meant that the majority of its stores in the United States were located in rural and suburban areas. According to data from Global Data Retail, 75% of the U.S. population is now within 5 minutes of a Dollar General store. Meanwhile, 37% live within 5 minutes of a Walmart store. Dollar General is putting Walmart under pressure not only by expanding its physical presence here in the United States, but also by expanding its assortment of goods offered. The company has been long known for offering non-perishables. However, in an effort to draw in more frequent visitors, it has brought fresh produce to 425 locations and plans to add another 200 to the mix in 2019. Staying with retail for just a moment, revised internal forecasts show that Sears will bleed hundreds of millions of dollars more than it expected over the coming weeks. That casts new doubt on whether the bankrupt retailer can avoid liquidation. When the company declared bankruptcy back on October 15th, it filed a budget with revenue forecasts of $241 million for the week of Christmas and $1.93 billion for the 2 months ending January 12th. But a newly revised report says the retailer will fall $241 million short, casting doubts as to the longevity of Sears. Speaking of bankruptcy, facing a mountain of lawsuits over the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal, USA Gymnastics filed for bankruptcy protection today. The beleaguered organization has been beset by financial struggles, leadership turnover, and arrests as it sought to contain a scandal sparked by Nassar, the longtime team doctor, accused of molesting hundreds of young women and girls. Well, New York City is the first U.S. city to adopt a minimum wage for drivers working for ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft. The city's Taxi and Limousine Commission said that it passed rules that will require high-volume drivers of for-hire vehicles to receive a wage per trip that corresponds to $27.86 an hour, or $17.22 after expenses. The rules, they go into effect in mid-January. According to the commission, the rules will result in the equivalent of a $10,000 annual raise for 96% of New York City's Uber, Lyft, Juno, and Via drivers. A report commissioned by that group found that the median earnings for high-volume drivers of for-hire vehicles actually decreased by over 10% between 2016 and 2017. Representatives for Uber and Lyft say the companies disagreed with the wage floor, saying it would have a negative effect on prices and driver behavior. While the U.S. stock market was closed today, that did not mean there wasn't activity in other nations. Global stocks tumbled to one-week lows today as declines by long-dated U.S. bond yields and a renewal of trade concerns stoked fears of a downturn in the United States, the world's largest economy. Much of the downturn in global stocks today comes on the heels of yesterday's meltdown on Wall Street, and those declines of yesterday came just a day after an equity surge driven by optimism that China and the United States would sort out their trade dispute. But then President Donald Trump threatened, quote, major tariffs, end quote, on Chinese imports if his administration failed to reach an effective trade deal with Beijing. Trump's comments, alongside the drop in U.S. stocks and bond prices, pushed Asian shares outside Japan 1.5% lower. Shanghai markets fell by 0.6%. Their losses were limited by Chinese officials expressing confidence that a trade deal would be clinched on time. Wall Street, by the way, is back in business tomorrow. When we come back, and in for the interview, is Ned Flynn from Arion HR. We're going to be talking about getting an engaged workforce. What does an engaged workforce mean? And what can an engaged workforce mean to productivity and profits in the companies that are lucky enough to have them? This is some stunning reporting. That is coming up next here, today, on the Business News Hour.